Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and this week, a new wellness court for low-level drug offenders began in Philadelphia, designed to help combat the open-air drug markets in Kensington. Let's welcome back KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, take us through how this works.
Well, this is one of the problem-solving courts that Philadelphia has. There's a vet court and, you know, various courts for populations that, you know, may not really need incarceration, will be better off without it. And they go in front of a judge and they have an option for diversion. There was a big rollout on Tuesday, the day before the court started. Mayor Parker spoke.
The status quo is not acceptable. We are trying to do what we can with what we have to address an issue that has been ignored for far too long. Let's just hope that if I close my eyes real tight, it won't just go away.
This particular court builds in a couple extra features. The first thing that happens if a police officer sees some low-level drug offense, like open using, trespassing, blocking a highway, it's a low-level offense like that, they can arrest the person on a summary offense, very low-level, lower even than a misdemeanor, but take them to the wellness court where there's first a triage stop where they're seen by a nurse who evaluates whether they need medical treatment for, let's say, dehydration or wound care. And then the second stop is a bench warrant check where a public defender checks on the defendant and finds out if they have any outstanding bench warrants. It turns out that outstanding bench warrants are one of the chief obstacles to getting into treatment. And so the public defender will try to lift the bench warrants if they are low-level offenses also. And then they go to a judge, and the judge offers them the option for treatment. And if they accept treatment and they go successfully through it, through to recovery, to getting back on their feet, the record is expunged.
Now, is this strictly focused on Kensington or is this citywide?
No, it's strictly focused on Kensington. The court is held in the building that houses the 24th and 25th police districts, which patrol Kensington, and it is only for those police districts.
Does the administration hope to grow this?
Right now, it's just on Wednesdays, but they do hope to expand it to 5 days a week and perhaps make it citywide eventually, but this is considered a pilot program.
Now, Mayor Sherelle Parker obviously made it a big point in her first year in office to try and clean up the area, but overall, what's the scene there now?
Well, of course, it's very cold out right now, and so it seems a little less populated than it might in the summer. The city did a very rigorous cleanup, especially of the commercial corridor there on Frankfurt Avenue, and that has held for the most part. But what happened was that the people that used to hang out on Frankfurt Avenue have gone to the side streets. For the most part, a lot of them are still there. People are still attracted to the area because of the drug supply. So it's not completely cleaned up, but this is step two of the effort. And Public Safety Director Adam Gere spoke.
We can treat those folks with dignity and decency, and we can also continue to reinforce that the community deserves to be delivered from the trauma of living in an open-air drug market.
Are there steps three and four to come?
No, I think the idea of getting people, low-level offenders in that area, into treatment and recovery, that is really the goal. So the first day of the court was Wednesday, and there were just three people arrested. All three of them had outstanding bench warrants, but two of them were for low-level offenses. They were outside the county, so the public defender had to actually work with courts in suburban counties to get these bench warrants lifted, and both of those people accepted treatment. So you have two people now in the first week, two people in treatment. The third person, the bench warrant was for a serious felony, and so he was turned over to the county on that bench warrant.
All right, thank you very much, Pat. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us, and we have much more to get to on The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and we will be back right after this.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.